So I think I already explained a lot about journaling in the last video, but in this video, I want to go and dig a little deeper into keeping a journal. So as explained in the previous video, journaling is a great tool for tracking progress. But what it also does is it releases stress from your body. So what happens is stress is stored in your body through feeling. And these feelings are getting stuck. And by writing about how you feel, what's bothering you, or what's actually going well, you can release it from your body, so to speak. And it's very, very powerful. So you also literally get it out of your head where it can be stored. So it doesn't need to go back into your body. It's written down somewhere, so you don't need to think about it anymore. That's why journaling is so immensely powerful. At any moment, you can grab your journal and just read through it. And because you know, like consciously and unconsciously know that, there's no need for you to, you know, hold on to things. So your subconscious actually, it's going to get some space and it will repeat your thoughts less often because it no longer needs to be remembered because everything is actually saved inside of your journal. So you're going to think about it, you know, much less, and it's just very, very helpful for you to, you know, release stress and like stored, you know, emotions. So for the best results from your journaling activities, you want to find a quiet place to journal without any distractions. So you want to have your journal ready. And if you have your journal ready, you want to take a few deep breaths in and out. And so you can be fully present with the activity of, you know, journaling. And next up, I will mention a few examples you can explore and you can write about that. So you don't need to do this every day, but these are just simple ideas to help you get started with your journaling experience and adventure. So the first thing that you can write about is to reflect on a challenge that you faced recently or actually currently facing, for example. And if you have this challenge in your head, I mean, then you want to think about how did you feel or how do you feel about this challenge? How do you react? What are your thoughts when, you know, this challenge happened? And you want to try to dive deep into these emotions, into these thoughts, and what you did afterwards so that you can recognize patterns. So you have an emotion, what action did you do? So let's say your mother says something that annoys you, that irritates you. It happens to the best of us, right? Don't just journal like, my mom said something that upset me and it irritated me. I mean, what you want to do is you want to go into this feeling, how irritating it was from a scale from 0 to 10, for example. Why did it actually irritate you? What was the underlying emotion? What was the trigger? How did you react after you heard this annoying thing, for example? And you want to try to go as deeply as you can into these feelings and write them down. So another idea is to list 5 things you are grateful for, and especially why you are grateful for these things. Again, being grateful is very important for raising your vibration, because gratitude is actually, you know, almost like a superpower. Because when you are grateful, it's simply impossible to feel low vibration at the same time. You cannot feel, you know, both of these vibrations, low and high vibration through gratitude. You cannot feel it at the same time. And gratitude is actually really easy to access. You know, you have maybe feelings like love or other things. They are much more difficult to access. It takes you much more effort to tap into these feelings. Well, gratitude is just around the corner. So you can list these 5 things. Maybe 3 is enough for you, or maybe just even 1, but just have some gratitude, okay? It's all okay. It doesn't matter, you know, exactly how you are going to do it. So I did mention in the previous video that it's good to actually have some variety, okay? But if it's just not possible to have variety in your gratitude, then just have the same gratitude every day. Why not? If you are grateful for it, it's also good. The most important thing is in the end that you are actively appreciating what you currently have, what you are doing, and who you are as a person. You know, something else you can do is, for example, write about your ideal day in your journal. You know, the kind of day you would like to live every day of the week. So how does a day like that look like? How do you, for example, wake up? And who do you wake up with? For example, what kind of breakfast are you eating or are you having in the morning? Or maybe no breakfast at all. What are you going to do after breakfast? What are you working on? Do you have any projects? Are you actually working or are you not working? What does your lunch look like? And who are you with while you're lunching? With your colleagues, with your partner, maybe your kids are around. What are you doing in the evening? You know, you want to write down exactly how your ideal day looks like from the moment you wake up until your head hits the pillow. I just don't think it's so, you know, interesting to make a day where you're not working, for example. It's not really a normal day. In the end, you want to work on things that excite you. And you want to write down actually how you feel whenever you have this day and through parts of the days. So what do you feel if you get a kiss, for example, from your partner as soon as you wake up? Or what do you feel when you eat all this organically prepared meals, for example, that nourish your body on cellular level? What do you feel when you see your project that you're so excited about and that makes a difference in the world, when it succeeds and, you know, new clients, they just come in without any effort? You know, this is actually a really fun exercise to do. So you can do this stuff, you know, starting from today. It's also, by the way, very cool and very fun to do with a partner, if you have a partner. So, more things about journaling. Another idea, for example, to journal is about the change that you are going through right now, for example. So you're probably in some like transition phase in your life at this moment. I mean, who doesn't? And maybe it's not going, you know, so well, and you have some few bumps on the road and all that stuff. But what can you do to make this transition as smooth as possible? You know, maybe your relationship just ended, or your relationship is actually going through a change. You know, how does that make you feel? Write it down, put it on paper. It's very, you know, interesting for me to see and to look back, you know, about my previous marriage and see how I felt in specific, you know, moments. Another idea is to visualize yourself in 5 years from now in the most ideal way. You know, it's kind of like similar as the ideal day we talked about a little bit earlier, but this is more about you as a person. So where are you 5 years from now? Or what do you look like? What is your body language? How, you know, is your relationship with other people? What's, you know, what is this relationship? How is your energy level 5 years from now? What qualities did you, you know, needed to actually go there? You know, try to imagine what actions you can do today that will help you become the person you want to be 5 years from now. What do you can start on? What can you start on right now? Something else you can write about. I mean, there's a lot of stuff you can do in your journal. Is, for example, write, you know, 3 things you like about yourself. This can be about, for example, your appearance or your, you know, your character. You know, just simple and easy stuff. You can also journal, for example, about mistakes you made and how you can learn from it. Just like I mentioned earlier, you can be grateful for your mistakes. You can zoom in on a mistake. You know, you can look at what you've learned and how you can move forward from it, and so that you're not going to make the same mistake again. And I say mistake, you know, like if I say mistake, it's actually in quotes. It's not, you know, there's no real mistakes in life. That you also have to, you know, understand that, you know, maybe there are some things that you could have done better or you could have done differently, but you did it exactly how you needed to do it, because otherwise you have to understand that you would have done it differently. But anyway, that's for another video. Moving on, more journaling ideas. Something you can do, for example, is you can set an intention. You know, what is your intention for, you know, maybe even this night, like, you know, sleeping 8 hours. in pure silence and in a dark room? Or what is your intention for tomorrow, for next week, for maybe an entire month? And you can also combine this with asking yourself a specific question. For example, let's say your intuition is to manifest more money next month. You know, you can simply write down the question in your journal. You know, something like think of three creative ways to earn an extra 1,000, 10,000, whatever, 50,000 euro or dollars or Canadian dollars or wherever you're looking this from next month. And while you're writing that down, your brain immediately starts coming up with answers. So these are all the different ideas for your journaling entries. And I hope you will find them helpful. And we will see you in the next video where we are going to talk about actually integrating a lot of stuff that we already discussed in, you know, previous videos, in previous modules. So I hope this video is going to find you well and gives you more ideas about journaling. And I will see you in the next video.